happens at this time. Amen.
Give all that praise to Jesus. To him be the praise. To him be the honor. To him be the glory. Hallelujah. I want the Lord to minister to us today, but there's something different about today, and that is that the message I share is for George Bogle. It is a message that God is touching me with, and I trust that the Lord will minister to all of you as well. And I want to take you to Isaiah chapter 58, and here we look and see God's people. It says here in verse 2, they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. And it goes on. They act so pious in the Living Bible. They come to the temple every day and are so delighted to hear the reading of my laws. How anxious they are to worship correctly. Oh, how they love the temple services. And as we look at this, there is something about this passage of Scripture that there is something before what I've read. And it says here, tell my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins. You can be so right and still have something wrong. You can be so right, and they were right in the house of God. They were right in looking to the Lord. They were right in desiring to please the Lord. But where were they wrong? They got mad at people. They found themselves frustrated. Because in living as you have two legs so you can walk, one is, when I'm thinking about the spiritual picture, one is what you do to the Lord when you come to worship, when you come to pray, when you come to read the word. That's one half of your life if you're doing well. What's the other half? Getting frustrated with somebody. Feeling somebody's messing me up. Feeling I'm sick and tired of what is happening in my natural part of living. And God wants to minister to us and bring us where we're close to the Lord, but it's not the whole picture. I thank God I'm close to the Lord. I thank God I minister night after night. I thank God I've served him down through the years. That's what is my relationship with the Almighty. But I gotta tell you, there's something else in the picture. There's something else. God, help me to treat my wife better. Help me, dear God, to be a better man. Help me to be better when I'm outside of the things that are spiritual into the area of the practical. Dear God, help me, I pray. And these people were doing so well. But yet the scripture is telling us that tell my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins. You can be wonderful in serving the Lord and still have something wrong. You can be wonderful in coming to church and doing something for God and still have something wrong. And I want to bring you to a thought this morning, and that is that having some and many important things right, the devil will tempt you to do something wrong. Not a whole lot. The devil just wants to get you to do something wrong. And you need the Lord to help you when you're doing pretty well in so much that you're not concerned. Let God help us, I pray. And looking at a passage in Ephesians chapter 4 and looking at verse 26, and it says, "Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath." And I had to change that for me, because when I see "be ye" in the scriptures, I'm running that way. And I don't want to get angry. I want to be kept from angry. But if I become angry, help me, God, to sin not. If I become angry, help me to sin not. If I become angry, help me to sin not. Looking at the Living Bible, if you are angry, don't sin by nursing your grudge. Don't let the sun go down with you still angry. Get over it quickly. For when you are angry, you give a mighty foothold to the devil. I thank God for that scripture, because it helps me to know that I may not be doing what's wrong, but I'm angry. I'm not doing what's wrong, but I am sick and tired of what's happening. I don't know why. I just look and see. It makes me angry. And I get angry at my wife. And why do I get angry at her? Is it supposed to be funny? But you know, she likes to go shopping, and she's got so many clothes, I don't know why a woman would go shopping with that much clothes. Why? And she says she wants to have a garage sale, and I say no. Because if you empty some closets, you're going to fill them again. I want this moment to be not so much. But she does come home. And when she comes home, she turns on the TV and goes shopping again. Turns on the TV and goes shopping again. Turns on the TV and goes shopping again. And I'm thinking, it don't have to be. I need to shut up. I'll say it first because she'll say it second. But what I'm trying to point out is my attitude is a problem. It's not her, it's me standing in the need of prayer. She's been with me down through these years. Shut up, George. Shut up. Get away from it. Don't let it bring you into a moment that isn't what's meant to be. Let the Holy Spirit minister to you, George Bogle, and be pleasant. Be pleasant. Be pleasant. Oh, I can be so close to what God wants when I'm praying, when I'm preaching, when I'm doing other things. But when I'm doing the other half of life, that is with people, I look and I see that they don't always make me happy. And I gotta be careful when I'm not happy. Cleanse me, my God. Deliver me, I pray. I ask it in the name of Jesus. And when you're doing so many right things, and what are some of the right things we do? Working is the right thing. Caring for the family. Going to church. Serving the Lord. Helping someone. And when you're doing the right things, it can be a little thing that's wrong that is still hindering you. When you got so much that's right, you get careless. When you got so much that's right, you think it don't matter. I'm doing what's right. I'm not doing any big thing wrong. I'm serving the Lord. I'm serving Him. I'm doing what God wants me to do. But the other half of your life, it's got to be a testimony. Not just what happens in church, but what happened when you're out of church. May God minister to thee. The right things we do, working, caring for the family, going to church, serving the Lord, helping someone. But what is wrong can be just a little thing. It doesn't have to be a big thing, a little thing. But so much of it is mood and attitude. Cleanse my mood, cleanse my attitude. Let my mood and attitude be change, dear God, I pray. And they had a word that they were bringing to the Lord. It says here, these wonderful people we were speaking about, we have fasted before you, they say. Why aren't you impressed? Why don't you see our sacrifices? Why don't you hear our prayers? We've done much penance, and you don't even notice it. And God says, I'll tell you why. Because you are living in evil pleasure even when you're fasting. And you keep right on oppressing your workers. Look what good is fasting when you keep on fighting and quarreling. What good is doing the right thing when you keep on fighting and quarreling? And it says, this kind of a fasting will never get you anywhere with me. Is this what I want? The doing of penance and bowing your reeds in the wind and putting on sackcloth and covering yourself with ashes? Is this what you call fasting? It says, the kind of fast I want is that you stop oppressing those who work for you, if you have employees, for you, and treat them fairly and give them what they earn. I want you to share your food with the hungry and bring right into your own homes those who are helpless, poor, and destitute. Clothe those who are cold, and don't hide your relatives who need your help. If you do these things, God will shed His own glorious light upon you. He will heal your godliness, will lead you forward and goodness will be a shield before you, and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. Then when you call, the Lord will answer. Yes, I am here, he will quickly reply. All you need to do is to stop oppressing the weak and to stop making false accusations and spreading vicious rumors. Feed the hungry, help those in trouble. Then your light will shine out from the darkness, hallelujah. And the darkness around you shall be as bright as day. And the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy you with all good things and keep you healthy too. And you will be like a well-watered garden, hallelujah, like an ever-flowing spring. May God minister to us in all of our moment. May God bring us further into all that is his will. May God minister to us, I pray. And then looking in James chapter 1, it says in verse 2, dear brothers, is your life full of difficulties and temptations? Then be happy. For when the way is rough, your patience has a chance to grow. So let it grow and don't try to squirm out of your problems. For when your patience is finally in full bloom, then you will be ready for anything strong in character, full and complete. That wonderful word, patience, what does it mean? Bearing pains or trials calmly without complaint or depression. To be able to get through the negatives without complaint or oppression. To get through the negatives without being distorted by what is there. God, help me to be patient. Lord, help me to be patient. I need your help, dear God, because it's not easy to relax when it's not what ought to be. But when it's not what it ought to be, God is still with you. Relax. In this hour, you're going to come through the moment. God's going to bring you through it. Be patient when it's not your moment, when it's not what you like, when it's something that is bothering you. Let God help you to be blessed, to be patient. May God help us all, I pray. I ask it in Jesus' name, his blessing upon us in our moment that isn't easy. May God take us further in a blessed way. It's not always what we think is important. It is what is the negative that is small that we need to be concerned about. May God help us, dear God, I pray. And then looking in Luke's gospel in chapter 16, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in the much. Living Bible, unless you are honest in small matters, you won't be in large ones. If you cheat even a little, you won't be honest with greater responsibilities. We need the Lord to help us because a lot of times it's the little thing that I'm not too concerned about. It's just a little problem. It's just a little thing that I need the Lord to help me with. But it's the little thing that stops the blessing of the Lord when I got all the big things right where they ought to be. When I got the big things right, I better see God help me with the little things. And I look at my life and I thank God he has allowed me to serve him down through the years. I'm rejoicing in that. But I want to tell you, it's been his mercy. It's been his grace, because I've had little things that I didn't find myself too concerned about, because the big things are bringing glory to God. The big things are what people know about. Help me, God, I pray. May God minister to us today. May God help us in every way. May God keep us from falling, is my prayer. Grant it, Lord, today. And then looking in Psalms 119, and here is one that touches me a bit. Help me to prefer obedience to making money. Turn me away from wanting any other plan than yours. Review my heart, revive my heart towards you, reassure me that your promises are for me, for I trust and revere you. And so I find that I can say, yeah, I understand. I want obedience and money. I want obedience and money. I want obedience and money. I want to serve the Lord and money. I want to serve the Lord and money. And I know it's not bad, but I got to be careful because I can get unbalanced and not even know it. My God, in this hour, I'm asking that I would understand that I need to get closer to thee, and help me, dear God, to be able to know that I'm going to be obedient even if I lose my money, 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 I'm going to be obedient even if I lose my money. And I've never seen it more challenging for the ministry that is at night, that I'm 3 hours a night on the radio. 2 hours before then, I'm taking calls off the air. And after the 3 hours are finished, I'm coming back for 30 minutes to take more calls and pray longer still. And when I look at it, I know that I don't have much, but whatever I got, I'll give it to the Lord as long as I can. Ministry go on, ministry go on, ministry go on. Somebody's getting delivered from drugs. Somebody's getting turned around that's a backslider. Somebody's coming to know him in the power of his resurrection. It's the work of the Lord. And if it is pulling me down, then let me get pulled down. I'll trust God in the long picture. He'll still bring me through. And face it, old man, you're already 80. You don't know how long you're going to live. But when you get into your casket, may you have the best funeral in this city. May you have the best funeral in this city. May you have the best funeral in this city. May people know you've been serving God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise Him with me. Rejoice in the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. We praise Thee. We thank You, Lord, this day. And in Ezekiel chapter 34, looking at verse 15 and 16, I myself will be the servant of my sheep, the shepherd of my sheep, and cause them to lie down in peace. The Lord God says, I will seek my lost ones. Hallelujah. I will seek my lost ones. I will seek my lost ones, those who strayed away, and bring them safely home again. I will put splints and bandages upon their broken limbs and heal the sick. He not only loves you that are trying to serve Him as best as you can, but He loves the backslider. He loves the backslider. Wherever the backslider is, He loves the backslider, and He wants to bring the backslider home. Oh, what a God we serve. What a God we serve. What a God we serve. And when I know the love He has for the backslider, I know how safe you are. How safe you are. How safe you are. Not because of how strong you are, but because you are blessed to know that there's a God that loves the backslider. A God that loves the double-minded person. A God who loves the person who frustrates you. He loves us. He loves us. He came to seek and to save those that are lost. Praise Him in Jesus' name. And then the Gospel of John chapter 15. Abide in me, Jesus said, and I in you. Oh, hallelujah. He in thee, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Without me, you can do nothing. If you're serving the Lord, don't forget it. Without Him, you can do nothing. And I'm thankful that I'm here. But I'm thankful that God is here with me right now, right in this moment. He's with me. I'm not alone. You're not listening to George Pogel. You're listening to the Holy Spirit. It's God's Spirit. Spirit that's moving in this service. I am rejoicing. I'm praising the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I rejoice. Abide, abide, abide in me is God's word. 1 Thessalonians, looking at chapter 5 and verse 14. Dear brothers, warn them who are lazy, Comfort those who are frightened. Take tender care of those who are weak. And be patient with everyone. How powerful that is. Be patient with everyone. See that no one pays back evil for evil, but always try to do good to each other and to everyone else. Always be joyful. Always keep on praying. Always keep on praying. Always keep on praying. No matter what happens, always be thankful. No matter what happens, always be thankful. Even if it's not what you wanted, be thankful. He's God. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. No matter what happens. Oh, I'll be thankful if I get what I want. I'll be thankful if it turns out the way I'm asking. No, I'm going to be thankful he brought me this far and I'm praising him. He's brought me this far and I'm thanking him. He's covered my sin this far and I'm rejoicing. I'm going to thank him. If it doesn't go the way I want, I still am going to thank the Lord. I still am going to praise him. I still am going to rejoice. Hallelujah. And then looking in 1 John chapter 4 in verse 9. God showed how much he loved us by sending his only son into this wicked world to bring to us eternal life through his death. In this act, we see what real love is. It is not our love for God, but his love for us. It's not our love, but his love for us. Hallelujah. When he sent his son to satisfy God's anger against our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us as much as that, we surely ought to love each other too. We ought to love each other too. For though we have never yet seen God, when we love each other, God lives in us. And his love, hallelujah, within us grows even stronger. And he has put his own Holy Spirit into our hearts as a proof to us that we are living with him and he with us. And furthermore, we have seen with our own eyes and now tell all the world that God sent his son to be their savior as well as ours. Anyone who believes, and those words are so important concerning what follows. Anyone who believes and says that Jesus is the Son of God has God living in him and he is living with God. It's not what you say only, it's what you believe. You could say it and not believe it and have nothing, but if you believe it and say it, if you believe it and say it, if you believe it and say it, you gotta believe it before you say it. You gotta believe it before you say it. You gotta believe it before you say it. And I want to tell you right now that everything I've said this day, I believe it. And before I say it, I believe it. 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 Hallelujah. I believe it, and I thank God I do. Praise the name of the Lord. And coming to another passage that we're looking at this time, and it's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And that is something that God is blessing me to want, that every thought that I have could be obedient to Him. Every thought, not just every word, every thought to the obedience of Christ. Every thought to the obedience of Christ. Every thought, Lord, help me that every thought would be obedient to Jesus. Let my thinking be brought into what is His will. May God minister to us this day. And you're here feeling His presence, but you're going to leave and go through your week. When you go through your week, get closer to Him. When it's not easy, get closer to Him. When you find yourself dealing with the other half of living, rejoice and know He'll be with me in all of my living, in my house, at work, wherever I'm at, among other people. It's Christ in me, the hope of glory. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now you stand in this service and rejoice with me that God is here to minister to thee. God is here to minister to thee. God is here to minister to thee. And God's word says, they shall run and not be weary. And I feel like I've been running this service. I've been running with His power. I thank God.
Somebody praise the name of Jesus.